Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is obviously better news for consumers and, customers of the power company. So what do you think about what has happened and how this was handled?
Well, especially late into the evening yesterday. Fortunately, the governor, I give her a lot of credit. She was on top of this with emergency management. I say that because her and I talked personally over the issue while I was in our command center here in Macomb County, and she was at the state command center. Probably 11 o'clock in the evening, we're still trying to figure out, what is the extent of this issue, not just for Macomb County, but for the entire state. And I don't think people realize the magnitude of the potential for the problem. But fortunately, consumers was keeping us, in tune with what was going on, but just making sure that, if and when there were some other issues that could have come about, we were able to respond to that. But I think the getting that word out, like you just got through mentioning, to tell people, hey, can you cut back a little bit? The work the governor did and talking to some of the bigger, consumers, the big three, which I think everybody's giving them a lot of credit for shutting down. That's incredibly, I'll use the word generous of them to do that, because what they did is saved an opportunity for homeowners to possibly see some kind of shutoffs. And by doing that, I think we kind of alleviated that from happening. And now I think they're just a matter of, time before they fix the problem out there, which is only about 6 miles from my home.
Now, if you look at the comments on social media, which is never really a good idea, but there were clearly a lot of people who were upset by this and said, no, they're not going to go along with it, and they're going to keep, they have to pay the bill, they're going to keep it the way they want. What do you say to those people?
Well, I liken it to Candace Miller. She did a great job of getting the word out when we had that major problem over there at 15 Mile Road, and we were worried about, people using, in fact, it was right around this time last year, when she was telling people during the Super Bowl, don't flush your toilet bowl, because they were worried, too much of the flushing might be an issue of having a discharge into the Red Run drain or into the Clinton River. So fortunately, people do listen. There are going to be those that don't. And as you just mentioned, I don't read or I don't look at social media. But the reality is there are people that are reasonable, that do understand it. And they say, we want to be part of the solution. And as was just mentioned in your broadcast before I got on, 10% reduction. That's pretty significant, because some people are realizing, not only do I want to protect, my home, but I want to protect others. And so let's just figure out what we can do to be, a part of, the solution here for this particular incident.
Talking live with Macomb County Executive Mark Hackel. So what's next in terms of the investigation into that plant? And the governor mentioned, I'm sure you agree, that maybe we need a more specific plan and a strategy for dealing with problems like this?
Yeah, being in that command center the other day, talking to our emergency manager and then the folks, obviously, with the governor and hers, it was quite interesting. I mean, I've been 30 years in law enforcement. You're always trying to, be prepared, for some kind of a major incident or situation. This one was quite telling, what potentially could have happened if they had to close, that last plant that they had out of the three up here. And, who would have been impacted and, what to do, especially with the temperatures the way they were. Boy, it was quite a tabletop experience to think about, what we were going to do. But for the most part, I would agree. We need to stop and think, what are we doing moving forward? But, credit to consumers and DTE and others to try to figure out how do they help, be a part of that solution. But I got to believe they're all going to come to the table to try to figure out, hey, if and when something like this happens again, it could be worse. What can we do to alleviate that potential?
All right. Thanks for joining us today, Mark. Appreciate it. Macomb County Executive Mark Hackel on WWJ.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.